Hey, Diva Nation, today's episode we're filming at one of Akron's favorite breweries, Hoppin' Frog. We try some of the beers on tap at Hoppin' Frog and join head brewer DJ Frog for a special interview. Test your beer knowledge with my quiz and so much more. Stay tuned! Welcome to the Beer Diva Show, where wine is dumb and the craft beer world has taken over the doll American beer scene once and for all. I'm your host, Dr. Brewski, and with me is my special guest, an owner and slash head maestro brewer, DJ Frog of Hoppin' Frog Brewery.
That's me. Thanks, Dr. Brewski.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having us today.
Sure.
And I don't even want to do anything else but get ready for my favorite part of the show.
Woohoo!
Beer reviews.
That's what I was looking for too. Let's do it.
Do it. It's beer review time.
Yeah. The first one's Smashing Honey Blonde.
First one is called Smashing Honey Blonde. So it is a blonde ale.
Yes.
And the ABV on this is 5.2%.
Which people might be surprised about. We never went below 6, but we decided to, you know, stretch outside of our wings. I think it was back in 2018 when
we designed it. And look at how light this is. I mean, it looks watered down.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
But for 5%?
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty good.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So here, cheers.
Cheers to you.
So I want to smell first. Yeah, I mean, you get a little bit of that malt right away.
Yeah, a little bit of sweetness from the malt.
A little bit of sweetness.
A little bit of honey sweetness.
And honey.
Yep, that's the unique property to that aroma,
wow.
I think.
Oh, I do, I think
it's
so.
It's like extra sweet because of the honey.
All right, let's taste. Wow, you definitely get that hint of honey. What type of honey? Is it an orangey clover honey?
Just the standard honey, okay. Stubby clover, yes.
Yeah,
clover,
okay.
Honey, yep.
Okay.
Yep. So nothing special about this. It's just a one-dimensional, easy-drinking blonde ale, which was our goal, make a nice summer beer.
But wow.
We call it Smashing Honey Blonde.
But the flavor for this light, I would have never expected.
Thank you.
That.
Thank you.
It is marvelous.
And it's different than what we would normally make. Normally, our beers are very assertive, and this one is just easy drinking.
Easy drinking, perfect summertime beer.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to do stuff like that.
Mm.
And it's great for the tasting room.
Absolutely, because people that might be a little shyer about trying the other types of beers, I mean, they'll drink that all night long.
Yep, yep, exactly.
Yep,
right.
Or all day long if you're riding the lawnmower, you know? So my rating for the Smashing Honey Blonde Ale is 9.2.
Geez, I get a rating? That's cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just excellent.
Thank you.
Wow.
That.
I mean, I truthfully, when that sat down, I thought, okay, great. It's so light.
Right.
I'll tell you what. I mean, it has awesome flavor. Not bitter, a little malty, a little sweet. It is wonderful.
Thank you very much. You took me back to when I go into breweries, I usually have a gamut of beers, and the first one's usually too light.
Yeah, right.
And this is the lightest one. It's not too light.
But it's not too light at all. Yeah. It
Thank
is wonderful.
You. Thank you. A little extra flavor. We're known for we're packing in the flavor. We did the best we could with a lighter beer.
And I'll tell you what, it is just remarkable.
Thank
so
you.
If you're looking for a summertime brew and you're around the area in your supermarket, look for the Smashing Honey Blonde.
Thank you.
You will not regret it. Okay, let me do a little water.
Sure. I like to say there's plenty of water in the beer.
Yeah, that's right. I will not leave dehydrated, that's for sure. Hey, the second beer we're going to try is called the Pineapple Upside Down Cake. And we classified that as a pastry citrus ale. The ABV on this, we're getting up there, 7.0.
Heck yeah, and look at how light it is for that
Same
much
thing,
alcohol.
So
cheers to you.
Cheers to you. So look, I mean, not far off, a little more straw colored.
Yep.
But freaking 7%?
Yes.
Come on, DJ.
That's what we're good at. People expect that from us. They want to have as much as possible in that glass.
You better believe it. Wow. Okay, I'm smelling.
I've got people waving to me. See ya.
Hey. Woohoo! Wow, very sweet smelling.
Very much so. Yeah.
I mean, it
smells like a pastry.
It does smell like a pastry.
Yep. This is available throughout Ohio and is just killing for us. This is doing so well. Pineapple upside down cake.
Okay, I'm tasting. OMG.
Yeah.
Sweet. You get that, once you swallow, you definitely get that pastry kick.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like a pastry, like an upside down cake.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. So my hubby, Mr. Handy Candy, loves this type of beer. He's more of a fruity, you know, he's this big dude, and you would think he'd be like, you know, stouts or IPAs. Oh no, he's a little more delicate like
okay.
that. Would love this.
This
so
is
on date
on
night
fire for us right
this
now.
Next week, my kid's out of town at grandparents. We'll be coming here
awesome.
For a little bit of this.
Awesome!
Oh, yeah. He will love this. He'll be like, I need a couple talls. Let's go.
Come down every Friday, July and August, 5 to 8. We're spinning vinyl. Our guest DJs will be a blast.
Oh, my gosh. We're coming back.
Cool.
I'll see you later.
Cool. Ooh. I love this beer. This is doing so well for us right now. Pineapple upside down cake. I can't get enough.
God.
Thank you.
So freaking good.
When it's sat here for a while, it's a little warmer. When it's ice cold, you can really taste the pineapple a little more, and even the maraschino cherry on top.
Okay. I get that. Wow.
Mm. Right now, I'm just getting the sweetness because the warmer it gets,
it
the more
sweet.
The sweetness stands out.
But I love it because it is light. It's not syrupy.
Right.
I have had beers in the past, you know, few months, as you guys know, that taste like cough medicine.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, I give them the... And I usually I have one sip and then I just say, okay, I can't even do any more of this. This is so not like that. It is light. Plus, it kicks the 7-point ABV. I mean, you got to be careful with this thing or you're Ubering home, right?
That's right.
But so good. So
Thank
my
you.
Rating for the pineapple upside down cake is 9.7.
Oh! That's awesome.
It's the highest. That's the highest I've ever had.
Oh, my
God. I mean, nobody's going to be a 10, right?
Awesome.
Jesus might be a 10,
It's
right?
hard to hit a 10. You're doing
but,
right.
Oh, my. That's the highest I've ever
that's
had.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Proud. I'm so
I
proud.
I love it.
I love this beer, too.
God,
thank you.
It is so good.
Great what minds a, think alike.
What an interesting, like, what made you think of pineapple? Like, did you have it at a picnic or something thinking, I could probably make a beer out of that.
What made me think of that? I think the flavorings that I work with, when pineapple came in, I instantly, pineapple upside down cake.
Yeah,
let's try that. Yep.
But then you brought the cakey part.
The oddest part is when I designed it, I read about the various flavorings I wanted to use.
Yeah.
I put them in at the amounts I thought I should add, the various juices. And when I was done, I tasted it, and I couldn't believe how good it tasted. So I ran over here. We were still open. I'm like, oh, my God, taste this, you guys. And I had several people try it. They're like, this is amazing.
Don't ever change it.
What's that?
You did a home batch first?
I did a really small one here. I just did like 1 liter.
Yeah,
and I shared it with a bunch of people, and they were tripping at how good it was. So I never even changed any of the amounts of the juices.
You just bulked it up.
Yep. From the very first time I tried it was just amazing. And that almost never happens.
How many barrels do you do a year here? How many barrels do you do?
Gosh, right now about 1,500, and we have capacity to do about double that.
Okay. So to be considered a craft brewer, I think it's 6,000 gallons.
You know what? We're
less.
Out to change those.
Regulate.
Those personas or whatever.
Yeah.
Because we are an international brewery. We sell around the world and we only make 1,500 barrels. So you can't categorize us.
That's right. Oh, that's so awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Well, I
love
that
one.
It's
fun to be us, I like to say.
God, I just love it. And it's what's interesting is you're not afraid to try something.
Right.
Let's
pineapple upside down cake.
Yeah. And then obviously, people like it.
5 minutes of research. And I couldn't believe how good it was. That's a record right there. That's amazing. Usually we spend months designing something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Trial and error. Plus it takes time to, you know, make beer. It's not like it comes in 2 seconds.
That's right.
Like, it takes time. You gotta, you know, you brew it, and then you gotta wait for the carbonation, the fermentation to happen, and then it's like, you know, then you gotta keg it and all of that.
At least it's not like wine. Imagine trying to develop wine. It'd be generations, you know, to get it right.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, the third beer we're gonna try is called the Bomb Pop King Goza.
King Goza.
Goza. I'm sorry. I'm so bad.
We just refer to it as a Bomb Pop King Goza because it has cherry, lime, and blue raspberry.
So you got red, white, and blue.
Darn right.
Cheers. Cheers. Okay, I'm smelling first. Oh, okay.
Smell a little lime. Smell a little cherry.
I smell a lot of lime.
Cherry, and there's even blue raspberry.
Definitely cherry. Okay, tasting.
I get first hit with a little bit of sourness because gozas are lightly sour, lightly salty.
Definitely. I do get the salt at the end.
Yes.
I get the sourness. Salty before.
Then you get all this fruit character balancing out the sourness, and at the end you get the salt.
Yeah. At the end it's salty. I don't think I've ever had this salty before.
Quite tasty. I love this because it like dries you out right away because it's a, you know, it's a light goza. It's only 6% ABV. It's pretty thin. It's the thinnest one of the three that we've tried.
Yeah, I forgot
so
to mention 6% ABV, so it still has a punch to it.
Yep. But boy, it's refreshing.
It's refreshing and it's light.
Yeah, but you have tons of fruit flavor. I'm left with fruit flavor and a little bit
of
saltiness.
I almost taste like, and maybe I'm getting a little after hint from the pineapple cake.
Gotcha.
It kind of reminds me of like Trix, like a cereal, like a Fruit Loops or something.
Cereal grains are what it makes beer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's kind of what it reminds me of the aftertaste.
Mm. Yeah, you can taste the grain a little bit.
Mm.
Mm. God, King Goza, and this is our Bomb Pop version.
Wow, 6% ABV.
Cherry, lime, blue raspberry, King Goza.
Wow. So my rating for the Bomb Pop King Goza is 9.1.
That's pretty darn good too. Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you.
I really like it. The color, I'm proud. That is like summertime love right there.
There you go.
The summertime scarlet. Mm. Wow.
Mm. Very refreshing.
Very refreshing.
Love to make a sour beer.
Boy, that is. It's got the tartness.
Yep, just enough. You know?
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh,
so
great.
You can make sour beers many different ways. We decide to do it in a controlled method. We do it in a kettle, so it's called a kettle sour.
Okay.
So then we can boil it afterwards, which then neutralizes any potential problems that could happen down the line.
Some
people like to sour after boiling, and that's, you know, it's a little more risky for sure. I would want to do that in another building.
You want to be able to control what your product is.
Yeah.
Putting all that money and effort and time into it, you want to make sure it comes out the way you want.
Coming from a home brewer perspective from way back in the 90s, I have to be really careful with those sours because they can infect others.
Yeah, that's right. All right. The final beer we're going to try is called the Frog. How do you say that?
The Frog Abides.
Like
the dude abides.
Ah.
Yeah, the frog abides. And remember what the dude liked to drink? A white Russian.
And this is a white Russian imperial stout.
White Russian, white imperial stout.
I've never even heard of that before.
We're helping define new styles.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? Cheers.
That is so cool. Cheers.
The reason why they refer to it as a stout, even though it's, you know, technically not because it's not dark, is because it's so rich. It's just really thick and creamy, more so than you'd expect.
And the ABV on this, you're getting up there, 9%.
Yep.
So cheers. It is definitely a darker color, but not that amber/brown/black.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So you can see it's light amber, dark straw.
This was as light as we could make it in color. We used so much malt in this to make it creamy and rich and 9% ABV that just is naturally darker.
Wow, that's crazy.
Cheers.
Oh my gosh, it's chocolatey.
Think white Russian, yeah.
It so is white Russian.
Yep, and a little bit of it's Kahlua character.
Kahlua, and you kind of smell a creaminess.
Darn right. Oh, a ton of creaminess. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, bottoms up. Cheers.
get the stoutiness. It's so rich.
Wow. Mm. It is definitely rich. Sometimes with the higher ABV, you get that winey flavor. This is, it has maybe a smidge of it, but not much. But you get a power punch of chocolatey, like Kahlua.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Thank you. My gosh. But smooth. Mm-hmm. So smooth going down. And creamy.
Yep. There's just a lot of ingredients in here. Mm. The alcohol content, you know, shows it. Use more ingredients, you get more alcohol. 9% ABV.
Wow. So do you serve this in smaller glasses?
Yeah. Now, this one we don't restrict. You could buy pint of this if you wanted to. Although most people don't because it's so strong. Yep.
And it is a stronger flavor, too, that I'm not sure I would, like, you know,
you
get
wouldn't
a tall
want a pint. Yeah. You'd have to really love this beer. That's why we sell the 5 ounces. It's a very small commitment.
Wow, though. But excellent and well
worth it. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. So my rating for the Frog Abides White Russian White Imperial Stout is 9.6.
Shoot.
I mean, awesome. I can't. Wow.
Jeez.
The pineapple cake, I just gave a little bit higher just because I could see me drinking that all night. This one, I can't rate it the same.
I'm blown away, Dr.
Oh,
Brewski.
My gosh. It is just marvelous.
That's so cool.
The more I do these shows, I'm becoming more, I guess, I head towards the stouts and the porters.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of them like I used to be.
Ah.
I'm not a big coffee fan, but love the chocolatey, love the roasty toasty of a porter you know, a brown ale or something like that. And wow, I mean, you blew me away with this creation.
Thank you.
Wow. You're like a mad scientist. I should have called you that. I am.
Well, it's my staff behind me that support me in all this great effort, you know?
Wow, that is just crazy. I love it. Next up, beer quiz.
It's quiz time, quiz time, quiz time, quiz time.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're back with DJ Frog, and it's time for quizzes, right? We're going to test your beer knowledge, try to make you a better and more intelligent and informed consumer of beer. Okay? Question number one. Drinking beer can lower your risk of what disease? Is it A, type 2 diabetes? Is it B, Parkinson's? Or is it C, restless leg syndrome?
Am I supposed to guess?
You bet. Just guess. A, B, or C. Diabetes, Parkinson's, or restless leg syndrome?
I would think all three, but if I would, restless leg syndrome sounds the best one to me.
Okay, and the answer is A, it's actually type 2 diabetes.
You're kidding me.
Totally what? Not think.
That does not make
sense. So what beer does, and I don't know what ingredient of beer does this, but, and it could be just the alcohol, but what it does is it increases adiponectin levels, which actually helps to improve your insulin sensitivity so you don't become insulin resistant, allowing too much sugar in the bloodstream, which also, you know, makes you a diabetic.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I actually did some research on it, and it is true, but they didn't say what ingredient, or is it the alcohol itself, or what, but there you go.
Dr. Brewski,
You know, people out there with type 2 diabetes, you don't want to drink too much, but one beer a day
takes
the needle away.
I see why you're the doctor.
There you go. All right, question number two. The Guinness Book of World Records is held by an Indian man who removed how many beer bottle caps with his teeth in 1 minute?
Oh, my God.
So how many? Is it A, 25? Is it B, 68, or is it C, 89, in 1 minute?
I would have to guess the most amazing number, 89.
And the answer is, it was B,
88.
So, can you imagine what that poor guy's teeth looks like?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, they've got to be jacked
up. Forget about it, more than 1 a second. God.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's just crazy though, that he would even, like, why is there a record of that? Like, it's just goofy. Okay, third and final question. What famous athlete could chug over 100 beers in one sitting?
Holy crap.
Is it A, Wilt Chamberlain? Is it B, John Madden?
Okay.
Or is it C, Andre the Giant? 100 beers at a time. Can you imagine the bar bill? Like, I wouldn't say, like, yeah, dude, I'm picking up your bill on that one.
It sounds like it's too crazy for John Madden. It's got to be Andre the Giant.
And the answer is correct. Andre the Giant. So supposedly he passed out in a Pittsburgh bar after drinking 127 beers, and he weighs over 500 pounds.
Jeez.
So they couldn't lift him to take him
anywhere.
So
wait.
They just left him there. Let him sleep it up, and then gave him coffee in the morning and whatever. So
sit around and wait for him. Yeah.
Man, you talk about a beer loving guy.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Over 500 pounds.
You're killing me.
All right, that's it for the show today. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and bell notification so you don't miss any episodes. Make sure you go out with a friend and grab a cold brewski together. Why? Because you deserve it. And remember, don't worry, be happy.